You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Start of the day, it is the start of the day. Start of the day, it is the start of the day. Start of the day, it is the start of the day. Start of the day, it is the start of the day.
I have discarded, not nominated, it did not make the cut. Dawson Knox had no college touchdown catches, none. I don't know where he went to college, but he's a bit of a surprise scoring touchdowns for the Bills. But I've discarded that one for a stat that while I did not verify, I'm having a hard time believing is true. I cannot believe that it's true. The Jags don't have a field goal in 287 days.
What? Come again?
Say it again.
The Jags,
yes,
don't have a field goal in 287 days. I have not checked the stat. I don't know if it's right or not. It doesn't seem to me like it could possibly be right that the Jags have gone through these 20 losses without kicking any field goals.
I apologize if you said it. Where'd you get the stat from?
Just off the internet.
Oh, okay.
I did not say it. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
At which point I will have ruined the segment and will have to parachute out of it because I made the mistake of not checking it.
I'm checking it.
Well, I can confirm that this year they have not made a field goal. Josh Lambeau is 0-3, and Matthew Wright is 0-1 on field goals. So they have not kicked a field goal this year, but I'll see how far that goes back into last season.
So
it is a little bit of a rhetorical trick because they kind of went 9 months without playing games. But, it would have been at some point that, towards the end of last season.
Yeah. That is what I'm going for there. I wasn't saying that they were going across 4 or 5 seasons, but still, it means they probably haven't kicked a field goal since last year either.
How many days in a year?
You know who we haven't talked about very much? We have not. Stugatz has proclaimed Jerry Jones a good general manager, and I think he's now arguing that the Cowboys are the best team in the league.
We're having a debate back here. Genuinely, Stugatz, do you know how many days there are in a year?
No, that's why I asked.
No, for real, though. I'm rooting for you. All right, let's take bets. All right.
Go ahead, you guys bet.
I'm saying...
What's a line DraftKings has given us? Do not let him touch his computer.
I think yes has to be a heavy favorite. Scratching just his because...
Cliche. I'm nervous.
No, because no. How can you be a grown adult and not know how many days there are in a year?
No, cliches. No. I'm going based off of one technicality. One technicality. It happens every 4 years.
You're talking about leap year? He doesn't even know what a leap year is. Don't even worry about it.
But then I just won that.
Will we just skip a year? No. Yeah.
I think he might know because of cliches. Yes. Like give 110%, 24/7, blah, 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 blah.
The scratching of the armpit, though, is usually a tell with him. It's one of the few things that reveals itself. He might not know this. I would have guessed that can't be right, but you guys seized on it. Did you see a tell before I saw the tell?
No, it's just me genuinely curious. Do you think he knows? And it's always great to have someone like that in your life. But I'm just, like, the payoff, if you know, I'm happy. Like, I'm good. Like, there's no bad answer here. It's just us following my curiosity.
Yes has to be a big favorite. Yes, he knows to be a big favorite.
How did the betting work out here? Because I can be bought. I mean,
No. I just want to know. Just answer. I know you picked that you get to lie for an entire show. This is not that show.
You want me to be honest, too.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Answer this question.
How many days?
How many days are in a year?
365.
Wow.
That's big.
That's big.
Big. I didn't touch my computer. I didn't do anything.
Look at him, proud of himself.
Are you worried?
Look at him.
I was a little nervous, yeah. All right, like, you guys knew something I didn't, yes.
Okay, I got another one. Do the national anthem.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Without looking it up.
Say, can you see by the star? I don't think I can do it.
Oh, no.
Could anybody? Do you think you can do it?
I know
it's
it.
Tough, yeah.
No, I could not
it's tough.
Do it.
Because even the professional, not the professionals, but the people that sports teams bring in, I hear lines screwed up all the time. There's ors where there shouldn't be. Ors for a couple of lines in that song. I don't think I can get the whole thing.
Huh.
I couldn't.
I think I know it.
You good to know that you also love America. I think I can do it too.
Can you get further than I got?
I could probably do it.
Yeah, because you go to hockey games. Yeah. I know damn well I'm singing red at the top of my lungs.
In O Canada.
Still there.
O Canada.
Careful with
that.
That
was that gray area that we were talking about earlier this week.
No, it was this.
Here, man. I don't know. Laura Ingraham also probably had an excuse.
You look like I don't know why you extended your arm that way.
Because he points at the flag, but it's the back of his hand, and my elbow is also bent.
I told you earlier this week, dangerous game.
Yeah, we also alluded to the fact there might be a gray area, and I think we just found it, Jess.
Just keep your arm down. Yeah. Just don't.
I believe your heart to be pure.
Yeah.
Don't put your arm
out. I'm willing to extend you the benefit of the doubt that you're a decent person. Okay? So, gray area.
You just got here. We don't know you that well. So, you might be in a disguise, that Gruden disguise, while you're pretending to be all woke and stuff.
Let me see your emails.
Are we really hashtag her emailsing me after like 3 months?
Her emails, wow.
Stugatz thinks the Cowboys are the best team in the league and Jerry Jones is a good general manager.
I really do. I don't think he gets enough credit. I'm not saying he's doing it on his own. I'm not certain if Dallas is the best team in the league. I think Dallas is really, really good. And they're one of those teams where if they're holding up the Lombardi trophy at the end of the season, I'm not going to be surprised. But to my point about Jerry Jones, I know Stephen Jones, his son, is also helping out. But when you think about how they constructed that team, and they did so mostly through the draft, with Jerry as the GM, by selecting Dak Prescott, by getting Zeke Elliott, by getting Tony Pollard, by getting that offensive line, by taking CeeDee Lamb, by getting Micah Parsons, by trading for Amari Cooper, Jerry Jones has been at the forefront of putting this team together, and he's done a phenomenal job in putting a team together basically through the draft where, I mean, think about all the draft picks, and he built his offensive line through the draft. So think about all the draft picks, the criticism we give people for not being able to draft correctly, yet the Cowboys are hitting at a clip that I think is probably better than just about any other team out there.
And they fixed their defense enough.
Micah Parsons is really good.
Their defense was an apocalypse last year.
Yeah, and Trayvon Diggs as well.
Yeah.
My feeling about the Cowboys.
He didn't have another pick this weekend, did he? Trayvon Diggs didn't have a pick against the Giants, did he?
I believe he did.
I think he did.
So it's 6-5 games now with a pick six?
Yep. 6-5 games. Yep. So my thing about the Cowboys is I feel like I owe the entire sports take industry an apology. Because for 9 months, First Take, Get Up, First Things First, Skip and Shannon Show, all these shows, for 9 months, all they did was Dak Prescott's contract extension. And I thought, why are they doing this for a quarterback that I don't think matters that much?
I'll remember it as what we did during the pandemic, that and Tiger King.
Yeah. It's all we talked about.
Don't leave out The Last Dance, please.
Oh, good shout.
Thank you.
It's good shout. But all those shows debated
is blind.
Do you give Dak Prescott a contract extension? And it's like, why are we discussing this much over a quarterback that I don't think is very good? I think he's like, I think he's a decent quarterback.
Wow.
No, I'm saying, okay. I'm saying.
He's good.
This is my apology.
Guys, back off for a second.
I was going to help him out and say in Chris's defense. I was actually thinking the same thing.
I'm with him on underestimating Dak Prescott based on where he's drafted and not thinking I can throw for more passing yards consistently than anybody any given week of the season. I think that's why we were discussing it that way, not just because he was the Cowboys quarterback. A lot of people doubted it, even though numerically we probably shouldn't have doubted it.
I just thought it was a product of this amazing talent that they have in Dallas, right? What Stu Gatz is talking about. Dak Prescott's awesome.
Yes.
He has been incredible this year. That offense is awesome. They have two good running backs. Zeke Elliott just ran for 100 yards. He appears to be okay again. They have two really good wide receivers. It seems like Dak Prescott loves this Dalton Schultz. He's a great tight end.
Another guy they drafted, by the way, a cyborg.
Offense is unstoppable. And people are talking about their offensive, like Tony Romo just kind of out of nowhere during a broadcast just goes, oh yeah, Kellen Moore is getting a head coaching job this year. It's like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean? I think the league is recognizing how good he is at his job. Dak Prescott is incredible. Coming off of that injury, the hip in particular seems to be one that's really tough to come back from. He has been incredible this season. And I owe him an apology. I thought, what's all this fuss about Dak Prescott for?
Way to go, Whittingham. Yes. Way to go. Whittingham.
I love that. Bigger man than I.
I've never felt so supported on a
bigger
team.
Man than I.
Yes. This is great. Whittingham agrees with me.
Whittingham,
it's amazing.
And he agrees with you with such zeal that he feels the need to apologize to Dak Prescott as if he were listening.
And the Sports Take Industrial Complex.
Yeah, that was really good stuff. Dallas is super fun to watch. They're getting back to that super physical football that made them fun to watch a couple of years ago, but now they have the added dynamic of Dak Prescott's become a really good quarterback.
He's completing seven. Excuse me. He's combined. I got five. Someone owes me $10 now.
$5.
He's completed 75% of his passes.
$5.
Okay. I'll put it in.
I'd like to also very quickly move this along real quick. I'm going to apologize to Lamar Jackson and we move on back to Dak Prescott.
No,
I'm just
why are you
briefly
apologizing to Lamar Jackson? Why now?
That's Poleon's lane, man. What are you doing?
I'm just going to apologize to Lamar Jackson. We can keep moving.
What about Herbert? You want to apologize?
I did that earlier in the week and I apologized to Josh Allen. I told you where I was coming from. Don't hold Herbert against me. Don't make what I said bigger than it actually was. I just said coming into the NFL, I didn't think Justin Herbert was all that great. And 2 weeks ago, I'm like, you're talking about him like he's the best quarterback in the world and he's statistically the third best quarterback in his division. I'm still very shocked at some of his big play passing numbers. It doesn't translate to what I see on my eyes, but he's a very good
quarterback. I just love it. I love it as a sports argument, all of it. You didn't believe in him enough. You thought he was a little bit better than he actually was. You did. You thought he was overrated.
It's okay. And for years, I've been saying, I don't know about Lamar Jackson. When he becomes a predictable offense,
That was Gruden's greatest crime. We had a black quarterback have a quarterback performance, and Gruden stole the black quarterback's shine. That was Lamar Jackson's night. That fourth quarter
was awesome.
That should have been his night.
My whole thing against Lamar Jackson is if he goes down big and it becomes a predictable passing offense, can he do it? And he did it against the AFC champion Chiefs, even though they botched that game as someone that bet on the Chiefs.
And he did it against the Colts. When they were predictable, he was really good. So I apologize to Lamar Jackson for now. But I reserve the right to be back and also elevate the fact that I am a Cleveland Browns fan, and a lot of what I'm doing is just I'm not going to root for a Raven. Now, audience, it's your turn to apologize to me for you pushing back on my Cam Newton takes for so long.
I have to.
Hold on. Let's give the audience a chance.
Yep.
Yeah.
I see you're just as stubborn as I am, audience. Yeah. I had people calling me racist in my mentions. Oh. Guy hasn't been good in six goddamn years.
I have to apologize to Josh Allen.
And Tom Brady.
And Tom Brady. For 10 years, I've got to apologize.
3.5 years, okay?
I don't know if any of us are going to have to render any kind of apology to Mike Ryan on Baker Mayfield, though. Where the
jury's out.
No.
I've even come around on Baker Mayfield. I still think Baker Mayfield is good. And this is going to be the new do you pay Dak? Because I think Baker had a really good game on Sunday against the Chargers, but I also think he didn't stretch the field as much as I'd like. He was also playing without his two tackles, which got in Stefanski's own head.
Odell Beckham is open 75% of the time, according to the advanced metrics. One of the most open receivers in the league.
If Baker was only taller.
Yeah. But the offense creates a lot of open looks for a lot of receivers. And I'm only like 50% sure Odell's going to catch it if we put it on the money. That's always been the problem with Odell. But let's get back to Baker. I think I'm at the point now where I come at with Baker, which I think I've articulated, is I've been searching 20 years for a quarterback as good as Baker Mayfield. I'm not going to push him out the door. I'm not going to do this thing, which is what we see in the media, which is Kirk Cousins sucks. No, Kirk Cousins you can win with. Situationally, he's good. Baker Mayfield needs to be a better situational quarterback. If his ceiling is going to be that Tannehill, Flacco range, right? That Derek Carr range. He just needs to be better situationally. Derek Carr is very good in late game situations. Kirk Cousins, for the most part, is good in late game situations. I need Baker, if that's his ceiling, to be better in late game situations.
While we're all making apologies, I want to apologize to Daniel Jones because I cackled when he was drafted 6th overall to the Giants a couple years ago. I thought he was going to be the worst quarterback in the league.
I said it earlier this year. I said every team in the league had a quarterback who could do something except Daniel Jones.
And you know what? He's not great, but he does something once a game or so, maybe a couple times a game, that you're like, wow, that was really athletic, and I'm impressed. He's not the worst quarterback in the league. He's fine.
I think he's good. He had a lot of weapons taken away from him. He's limited the turnovers, which was always a big thing with him, and I think he's good. But if you look at his numbers, he's Baker Mayfield, and we just treat him differently.
I love this as a segment, apologizing to quarterbacks who we still don't know whether they're good or not.
I'd like to apologize to Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was a half away from making a Super Bowl, and I have spent the last two seasons saying that you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. But as I watched Trey Lance play last week and Jimmy Garoppolo was not there, he somehow became better looking and became a better quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback in that system that could win the San Francisco 49ers a Super Bowl. And we all owe him an apology. I got it out there.
No, you well said you owe him an apology.
No, I heard you say some bad things about Jimmy G as well.
I said I wanted the Steelers to trade for him like 2 weeks ago.
I mean, that's obvious, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Ben, I'm sorry.
You want Jacoby Brissett right now. Yeah. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sorry to Big Ben. He can apologize to me.
He can apologize to all of us. Yeah. I've seen some of those games. Does Big Ben need to apologize to all of us?
Bengals game.
He should. We should just call him and get an apology.
Better lately, I mean.
One game. He had one game where he should have thrown two other interceptions that were dropped.
He threw one right at a linebacker.
No, two. Like, he threw two.
It was like it was his intended target.
He did it twice and Stugatz is so... Ben was great. 15 of 25. Yeah. Like, he threw the ball downfield a couple of times, and because we saw him throw it down the field a couple of times, we're like, yes, thank you. No more slants.
We were head-to-head, grit of death. That's why you're mad at Ben. I mean, he won me that game and you lost.
Jessica talking about how great Ben was when he was just fine.
He had a QB rating of 120.7. I mean, that's great.
Fine.
Sometimes you just need a fine quarterback when you have a great first-round draft pick as your running back and you have great offensive weapons at wide receiver. R.I.P. Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm going to miss him the rest of the season. I love him so much.
Good riddance.
He's still with us.
He's still with us. Yeah, I mean, he's not dead.
Well, he can't play, though.
Some people can play through that.
You should apologize for that.
He probably can't dance anymore, Tony.
He's out for 4 months.
What he opted for surgery.
It's his shoulder.
Do you hear what Odell Beckham Jr. is saying? Yeah, I've been playing with a dislocated shoulder my entire career.
Him. Who's going to walk Bougie? His shoulders hurt.
Bougie's his dog?
Bougie Smith-Schuster.
So to recap, sorry Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Sorry Josh Allen.
Sorry Josh Allen.
Sorry Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr, or no?
Sorry Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm. No sorry to Ben Roethlisberger. He owes you an apology. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry Lamar Jackson. You apologize to me for Cam Newton.
Yes. Well.
Sorry to Daniel Jones.
Sorry to the Sports Take Industrial Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Skip Bayless personally.
No,
from
not
from Woody.
Is Stephen A. running scared? Is Stephen A. running scared of this Cowboys team?
Yes.
They're in his number two slot in his A-list of top five teams.
I mean,
but you know what he's doing right now.
He's setting it up.
Yeah. He's building them up to knock them right down. So he can send out a tweet of him in a cowboy hat smoking a cigar laughing. It's
the
all
second
setup.
They lose. Yeah. Yes.
No, it's Paige out of Skip's playbook.
Yeah.
Oh, this I'm going to hype this person up, but you know exactly what they're doing when they go missing.
Mike, do you feel like you have a I was doing my top eight quarterbacks in the AFC and NFC because I do it every week. And your quarterback, do you feel like you have a top eight quarterback in your own conference? Because you don't.
The AFC?
Yeah.
I think it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right there.
Right.
Oh, shit, that's tough.
I know it is.
I think he's
top eight in your own conference.
I think he's good. He needs to get better. Oh, God.
Can he be the eighth best quarterback in the conference?
Because this is
where... They can still win a Super Bowl with him being the eighth best quarterback in the conference.
So 6, 7, 8 is Burrow, Tannehill, and Carr this week for me in my top eight. I have it right here. Yeah, I always have it with me.
Taking Kansas City's quarterback.
I just love... Can we rewind at all to Stugatz's last 30 years of drafts he's ignoring on Jerry Jones?
What have you done for me lately?
I may have a top eight quarterback. I'm feeling good about this. In the AFC, there are 16 teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
Okay, so top half of my own conference. Come on, you can do this.
Mike, you're not going to get there.
I've got Kansas City's quarterback being better than him.
Right.
One.
He's fourth on my list.
Buffalo's quarterback being better than him. That's two.
He's third, yeah.
Baker's better than New England's quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed.
Oh, God, this one really freaking hurts.
Lamar Jackson.
Taking
better.
Lamar Jackson over him?
Of course you
that's
are.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders is tough.
That's where it gets tough.
I'm going to put that one to the side.
Put it off to the side. All right, don't forget about a guy who's not playing.
What? Who?
Deshaun Watson.
He's not in the AFC right now. Thank God he doesn't count.
All right. Siberia.
So now do top seven.
All right, hang on. Wait, we're at three. With Chargers, that's four. I'll take Baker over Teddy Bridgewater. I'll take Baker over Carson Wentz. I'll take, oof. God, Joe Burrow's tough.
That's it.
I'm going to put that one on the side.
Okay.
All right.
So we got a Burrow and a Carr off to the side?
We got a Burrow and a Carr off to the side. Better than Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Better than Trevor Lawrence right now.
For now.
Yeah.
Better than Trevor Lawrence right now. Trevor Lawrence is not
too many
good.
Picks. Too many picks, Jess. Too many picks.
You're going to get one more, I think, where you're going to want to put him off to the side.
Better than Tua right now.
Yeah.
Tannehill.
No.
They went head to head. They went head to head last year, and Baker looked a lot better than Tannehill. I'm not going to just do the one game sample, but I'm going to go Baker's better.
Tannehill's getting the ball to Odell, I promise you. I mean, he throws a great deep ball.
It's enough with Tannehill. System team dependent quarterback, like, had a nice season. Congratulations. You have Derrick Henry running for 2,000 yards running behind you every season.
Not bitter at all.
Life's a bit easy when you got Derrick Henry running for 2,000 yards a season.
The tipping point is Tannehill. I'm going to say he's better than Tannehill. Better than Davis Mills' neck.
One of my favorite things is Witty's dolphin resentments.
Just so mad. He knows that.
I waited seven goddamn years to find an answer for him.
Enough with Tannehill. It's something we were saying 5 years ago.
He's played in two championship games.
We've been saying enough with Tannehill.
Enough.
Half a decade. We will give you Baker Mayfield solely on the grounds of enough with Tannehill.
Even if I concede Burrow and Carr, I still have a top eight quarterback in the conference, even if I concede those two.
Because you're putting them ahead of Tannehill.
Even if I concede Tannehill, I have a top eight quarterback. That's math, baby.
All right, but I was including Watson, so I took, I had Deshaun Watson in there.
So you I love that even in your hypothetical lists, you compromise your principles.
It's an AFC quarterback. He's on a roster.
I mean, just insisting on inserting next. Deshaun Watson.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit. And that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Earlier in the show, the question was asked, what would Stugatz do with one invisible day?
Stugatz.
One day where he could be invisible. We decided that during banking hours, he would choose a weekday. He would rob all the banks in the universe from 8 to 5. And then at night, he would alter sporting event results by being an invisible man in games he had bet on.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
What's up, champ?
Well, you didn't really have a choice but to have me back.
That's right. You forced it upon us yet again. You are an unrelenting and dominant, unbroken. Green lights are the only thing in your life right now, an unbroken boulevard of green lights.
That's it, man. I think that's a Green Day song as well. It's a pretty good song. What was I this week? 5 for 5?
You were 3 for 5.
3 and 2 you were, and Cowherd was 1, 3, and 1.
Jeez, he's terrible.
Yeah.
It's why you're still here.
It's one of the reasons that you keep coming back. Yes. Despite 3 and 2s and 2 and 3s across a goddamn decade. Yes. He's terrible. That's the whole joke, Jericho.
He gets paid to do this stuff. I'm just doing it to help you guys out with your ratings.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Are you ready to start? AEW Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. He's in the inner circle against the men of the year, Junior Dos Santos, Jorge Masvidal in their corner. Tell me what the nature of the beef is with those two guys.
Well, I mean, Dan Lambert is the head of America's Top Team, which is their camp that those guys go through. And he just decided a few months ago that he wanted to get into wrestling. And Tony Khan and him are friends. So basically, I started listening to this guy do these promos and realized he's really good. He's really unlikable as well. So Tony wanted us to do something together. And I thought, well, that's something kind of different. Let's have some fun with it. And all of those guys are kind of under his tutelage. So for the last few weeks, we've been at war with Junior Dos Santos, Jorge Masvidal, Paige Van Zandt, Andre Arlovsky. And it's just like these are big, giant former UFC champion beasts in the ring, almost like deer in the headlights, don't really know how to react. But he's getting just these ridiculous amounts of heat, as we say in wrestling, to whereas we were in Philly last week. And after they beat us down in New York, we did the return beat down on them in Philly. He grabs the mic and starts talking. It's so loud, you can't even hear a word that he's saying. And I was like, this is great. In 3 weeks, we've gotten this guy and his guy's over as the biggest heels in AEW. So we are going to have Junior in the ring in his first ever match with Masvidal in their corner in Miami this Friday, along with their two proteges against the Inner Circle, which is me and Jake Hager and Sammy Guevara. So it's going to be really cool. Once again, UFC meets AEW in the ring this Friday night.
You took a knee to the head, correct? You took, you were.
I did.
You were disgraced.
I was disgraced by by Masvidal. And the thing is, it's like, you know, he obviously is famous for this knee. He knocked out Ben Askren in seconds. So talk about your ESPN moment and the coverage that we got from it. And for me, it's like, I just got to grip my teeth and hope for the best. You know, it's all in his control. And once again, these are not trained pro wrestlers and we don't want them to be. I don't want these guys learning how to do tackle, drop down, leapfrog, drop kick. I want them to come in and, you know, punch us in the face, get us down in the mount to where we have to do this and knee us in the cranium. And that's kind of what they've been doing. So mission accomplished on their side. The one thing is they don't realize how crazy wrestlers are. They don't realize how crazy I am. You know, I stood in the ring and took a punch from Mike Tyson to the face. So a knee to the head from Jorge Masvidal, that's crackers in comparison.
Well, what's the worst you've taken from somebody from the outside? Is it Tyson or is it someone else?
Well, Masvidal's knee was pretty stiff, as we say, because, I mean, it's a knee to the head. What do you really do? When Junior Dos Santos has been beating us down, they catch us in the mount, which means they're on top of us, grounding and pounding. We know how to pull a punch as wrestlers. They don't, nor should they. You know, my forearms were bruised to shit because I was guarding my face and it's just punching and
what
punching
about Mickey Rourke? Was it Mickey Rourke at WrestleMania? Did he, is there a good story there?
Well, Mickey Rourke was great because so we were originally going to have a match, okay? This is when he had just done The Wrestler and it was going to be Mickey Rourke versus Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. He had a couple cocktails, one on the red carpet at the Screen Actors Guild Award, and let people know he was going to be at WrestleMania before it was announced. His team flipped out saying, you'll never win an Oscar if you start working with these heathen pro wrestlers. Can't say that. So they pulled him out of the match. So that was all taken out. So then we ended up doing a match with Piper and Snuka and Ricky Steamboat. It was like an old-timers 3-on-1 versus Jericho with Rourke in the front row. Day before the finish, he's going to punch me in the head. I go for rehearsal to Houston. He's in the ring with a group of guys. A week or two before, I'd gone on Larry King and called him out as a coward for dropping out of the match. Just trying to drum up some business. Mickey Rourke, you're a coward. I don't respect you. You're nothing. He thought I was for real and was furious and was convinced that I was going to attack him for real during the match. So he flew in three bodyguards on his own dime. Frank Shamrock was one of them.
No.
There was some Israeli bounty hunter guy out there and some other just jacked up lunatics. These guys are waiting in the ring. And as I'm walking to the ring, our publicist comes and goes, Mickey's in the ring. He's furious. I said, why? He said, because of what you said on Larry King. I said, well, did you tell him I was just working it, just trying to build it up? She goes, no. I said, you're the worst publicist ever. So I go in the ring and Rourke gives me kind of the fake Hollywood hug. What's up, brother? And so he's got these three guys in there. So I can cut the tension with a knife. So finally I end up saying, listen, man, you know, I was just working that on Larry King to try and get people to buy this pay-per-view. And he's like, no, that's not how it works. You don't talk like that to people. When in boxing, you talk like that. In boxing, it's real. And I said, dude, this isn't boxing. This is wrestling. I said, you're up for an Oscar for playing a wrestler. This is wrestling. And then he goes, wait a second. You mean to tell me you're acting? I said, yes. He goes, you just out-acted me and I'm up for an Oscar. So he goes, I flew in these three guys to attack you if you tried to punch me for real.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever
it's
heard.
Awesome.
And this is true.
Here's the best part of all. We go through the rehearsal. Mickey does this. I said, dude, just hit me as hard as you can. He goes, I was Golden Gloves, brother. I said, punch me. It's fine. Don't worry about it. He leaves the ring. The three guys leave the ring and Vince is out there. I said, Vince, you know what those three guys were there? Why were those three guys there? Those were guys that he had flown in to beat me up if I tried to shoot on him. Wrestling is term shoot means you fight for real. He goes, what? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, you and me and Finley and Malenko would have taken them out and kicked their ass.
I
said,
I love
love that. That is ridiculous. What a great story. Do you have somebody from the outside, like a Masvidal from another world, that has made the biggest impression on you over three decades doing this, where you're like, oh, wow, that guy did that better than anyone I was expecting to do it?
Well, honestly, I think Masvidal is one of them. Just how, when he came out in New York City, we had 22,000 people at the stadium there just a few weeks ago. He had the presence. Everybody was going nuts. He was wearing like a Gucci sweatsuit, one of those things that's so freaking ugly, but it probably cost $10,000. Hair was all in the braid. And I was like, man, that's presence. That's what wrestling and boxing and, you know, even football or old school hockey, we don't have that anymore, of these guys who just have the presence. But the number one guy for me still is Tyson. Whenever Iron Mike comes out there, he is Iron Mike Tyson. And we tell him to do that. Like with Masvidal and Junior, like I said, you guys be UFC champions. Don't try and be wrestlers. You be you and we'll do the rest. And with Mike is the same. He comes out, you don't know what he's going to do. Last year in May, we had a confrontation of me and Mike. We had gone over it briefly. When we do it on live TV, he walks out with seven guys. I've never seen these seven guys all day long. I have no idea who they are. Is Vitor Belfort's out there and Henry Cejudo's out? Where were these guys all day? They just walk out with Tyson. Why? Because Tyson said, let's walk out there together. You don't usually do that in pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Usually would know what's going on. He has a loose cannon attitude and presence about him to where, like, he's going to do what he wants to do. You don't tell Mike Tyson, here's the plan, here's the script. You just let him be Mike. And that's why I'm like, if you were in the boxing ring with this guy, how scared would you be just knowing that he's just completely Mike Tyson, right? So I like that. I like the presence, the show business of it. So Tyson's up there and Masvidal are the two. And Junior is just a towering monster who, like I said, when he was getting the beatdown on us, you feel it. I'm like, I would not want to meet this guy in a dark alley. His hands are about the size of my head. His ears are completely messed up with the cauliflower where you just want to flick it. I just want to do that. Maybe I'll even do that in the match, just flick his cauliflower ears.
Let's pick some football games with Champion. This was excellent.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Yes.
AEW Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. Celebrity Prognosticators this season, Stu Gatz 14-11. Jericho is 10-10. Colin Cowherd is 9-15-1. So we've got a bit of a lead. Dolphins at Jags. Jags a 3-point dog at home.
Let's start calling Colin cow pie because his picks stink.
That's right.
You guys have cow pies where you're from in Canada, like big piles of cow poop.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we do have those here. Yes, they are piles of poop. His picks are piles of poop. We got it. Dolphins at Jags. Jags plus 3 in London. All the lines courtesy of DraftKings as always. What do you got, Jericho?
I got to go with the Jags. They're going to win one of these days. The fact they're in London, where the Cons have great presence and they're playing the Dolphins, it's got to be the Jags. They almost won last week. I was at the game. I was yelling at them, giving them plays. They didn't listen at the end. They lost the ball at the 1-yard line. Won't happen this week. Jags.
Gonna win one of these days is some great analysis. Well,
he's
it
been
really
doing
is.
Great. I don't question. I think he picked the Eagles because he likes Eagles one time. Vikings at Panthers. The Panthers are a 1.5-point favorite at home. Who you got?
I'm going with the Vikings.
The Packers at the Bears. The Packers are a 4.5-point favorite on the road.
My close personal friend, Aaron Rodgers, who Stugatz tried to keep us apart, wouldn't give me his number when I asked him four times. I'm going with the Packers.
Cowboys at Patriots. The Patriots are a 4-point dog at home.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Cardinals at Bears here. I'm sorry, Cardinals at Browns. Browns a 3-point favorite at home. That's a fun game. That's a good game. Who you got? Cardinals,
you know,
last
how I feel
unbeaten.
About the Browns.
Yes.
Worst name in sports history. Worse than the minor league hockey team, the Macon Whoopee. That's right. That was a team. I am going with, I can't remember who they're playing. Who'd you say they're playing?
The non-Browns. Cardinals at Browns.
Cardinals.
That's okay. None of it matters. The Macon Whoopee is a great name. I don't think you understand what you're saying there. Like, what is
it's the a true. By the way, that's a true hockey team name. Macon, Georgia, the Macon Whoopee. They actually sent these poor guys out with jerseys on the ice, Macon Whoopee.
I love that.
Very clever.
Why would Jack Action condemn that? You would like some. That'd be a decent wrestler name. A terrible, cheesy wrestler. Thank you for being on with us. We'll hopefully talk to you next week, Jericho.
There's no hopefully. Exactly. I told you guys. I'll be back next week. Yep. Colin Cowpie is going to be 0-5. I'm going 5-0 again, like I have three out of the last 4 weeks. I'll see you guys next week.
Not
see
true
you,
Jericho. At all. You have not gone 5-0.
Jericho, there's only one person doubting you in here, and it's not me.
You're 14-11 on the season. That is not all 5-0.
You're killing it.
Yeah, well, you're not fighting Junior Dos Santos this week. You think I got time for this crap talking to you guys? I got to go do some hack squats with the medicine ball.
Megan Whoopi should absolutely be a jobber in AEW. Jericho had a very short program in AEW with a jobber named Pineapple Pete. And it was laugh out loud funny. There was one episode where he's like screaming at the top of his lungs over the top rope. He's like, screw you, Pineapple Pete.
Macon Whoopee is such a great.
It's awesome.
We should get DraftKings to sponsor them.
Yeah, we should. Why wouldn't we sponsor the
Macon Whoopies?
The hockey Macon Whoopee.
Oh, no, Stu Gods. It's like the Orlando Magic, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're not the Whoopies. No, they're just the Whoopies.
The Seattle Kraken. Yeah. Disbanded in 2001.
Oh, no.
Man. I'm getting all the merch. All the merch right now. The Macon Whoopee.
All right, everybody. Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit. And that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.